for your Island Sour Hour, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. So, hello, I'm DJ Ho'olohe, and this is the 808. So, listeners, welcome to my very first radio show, talking all about Hawaii. As I am a person who was born and raised in Hawaii, my show is going to be talking about anything and everything about the 808 state. Today we are going to be talking about some of the best places to eat in Hawaii. There are so many places in Hawaii to get really good local food. Hawaii is a melting pot of different cultures, making it one of the best places to eat any kinds of food. But today I will be talking about local restaurants, home cooked food, plate lunch food, and food that's perfect to eat at the beach. For good local restaurants, it's a combination of East and West. Hawaii is in such a isolated place in the Pacific Ocean, it uses many different types of ingredients from many different cultures. There are local fusion foods like Zippy's. Having so many different types of food, ranging from saimin to sushi, Zippy's is one of the best local spots for any kind of food. For potlucks, family parties, or just for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
One of the must try
foods at Zippy's is the original chili recipe, which is one of their signature dishes at Zippy's. They're also famous for their fried chicken, oxtail soup, saimin, and the famous Zip Pack. Every time I come home from college, my sister or my mom will pick me up, and they will ask me where I want to go. I always say First Stop Zippy's, which is their slogan. And we go there, and I get a Zip Pack, which includes rice with furikake, fried chicken, teri beef, fish, and Spam. It's basically a big bento, and I eat the whole thing. It is so good. It really is one of my favorite places to go when I'm home. And at every Zippy's, they have a bakery called Napoleon's Bakery, which has this one pastry called an apple. I believe it's similar to an apple turnover, but in my opinion, it's way better. A flaky pastry that comes in flavors like apple, coconut, chocolate, blueberry, cream cheese. It is so good. They also have a flaky donut, which I think is basically like a cronut, but it's long and it's twisted. There are so many good restaurants in Hawaii, but Zippy's is by far one of my favorite places. There are also places to eat traditional Hawaiian food. Like, for instance, there's Helena's Hawaiian Food, where you can go there and get traditional food like kalua pig and cabbage, lau lau, squid luau, chicken luau, chicken long rice, lomi salmon, poke, haupia, and poi. So just in case you don't know what those are, let me explain. Kalua pig and cabbage is pork, but it's been cooked in an imu, which is a Hawaiian pit. It's a pit in the ground where they cook and steam food for hours and hours and hours, and that's usually served with cabbage. Lau lau is taro leaves and usually chicken wrapped in tea leaves and steamed in the imu. Squid luau and chicken luau are the same thing with taro leaves, but they're cooked in a pot with squid and chicken, obviously. And chicken long rice is boiled chicken cooked in a pot with rice noodles and other various seasonings. Lomi salmon is salmon that has been chopped up with onions and tomatoes and other seasonings and just mixed together. And poke is raw fish that has been seasoned and mixed together with other ingredients like onions and various other seasonings. And haupia is a Hawaiian dessert, which is kind of like a coconut jello, if that makes sense. It's like coconut flavored jello. And poi is Hawaiian taro that has been mashed up and kind of like mashed potatoes, I guess. And then it's boiled, so it's a more liquidy consistency. And this is all served with rice, as rice is one of the staple foods of Hawaii. Since Hawaii is mostly like run by Asian cultures, rice is the staple food. You eat rice with everything for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You eat rice with shoyu. Like sometimes, like local kids will like eat shoyu, will like eat like rice and pour shoyu over it just so it doesn't taste as bland. But those are some of the traditional foods as long, and there are also fusion foods. But there are other restaurants, like there's a lot of Asian restaurants in Hawaii. There are places like Kuru Kuru Sushi, which is, I personally think, is one of the best sushi places in Hawaii, and it's one of those restaurants where the sushi comes around on conveyor belts and you just take what you want, and they, like, each plate is a different color, so it depends on which color plate you take, it depends on the price. And to me, that's one of the best sushi places, even though I'm not a huge fan of sushi, but I think that's one of the best sushi places. And there's also other places, like I really like Japanese curry, so like curry and ramen places are huge in Hawaii, and I think Gomate is a really good place to eat because they're famous for ramen, but they also have curry and they also have like chicken and other stuff. Their curry is really, really good though. Like curry and rice have been one of my favorite dishes ever since I was little. So Japanese curry, it's like chicken katsu curry is so good. That is one of my favorite dishes every time I go home. And I'll like go out to like Gomate with my family or with my friends, and I will get chicken katsu curry from there because that is one of the things that I miss every time. And there are also a lot of, like, ramen places. Like, in every place on the island, in every zip code, you can, like, find one or two ramen places. And they're all really good, and they're all very different. And, like, some ramen places will have, like, a vegetarian option, and some, like, won't. And some will have, like, different, like, flavors of broth, and some are spicy, and some aren't. Which makes it really, really cool and really, really unique in my perspective. And there's also Chinese food. There's a lot of Chinese restaurants on the island. One of my favorite places to eat Chinese food is Happy Day, and they have this one dish, and it's long beans with minced pork. I think that's what it's called. But That is my favorite thing. Like every time we go out to a Chinese restaurant with my family, or like we order like Chinese food for like a family party or something, they always have to order that because I am a very picky eater, and that is one of the only things I will eat if it comes from a Chinese restaurant. But yeah, there's also dim sum. Dim sum is a really huge thing because if you go to like a Chinese restaurant on a Saturday, it's always super busy because there are always the dim sum carts that will like roll around the restaurant. Like people are like pushing dim sum carts around, and you just kind of like ask what they have, and you just kind of like take and eat and share among family, and then they just like count the containers. And there's also Korean food. There's a lot, like, there's Korean barbecue, I guess, but it's like, okay. There's Korean food. They're like Korean takeout places. It's like Korean barbecue, I guess. It's not, but it's not like Korean barbecue, like what you're thinking. It's not like Korean barbecue where you like cook it on the grill. Like, we do have that, but okay. Well, there's Korean barbecue, and there's like the meat jeon and the fish jeon and the kalbi and the chicken, and you order a plate, and then you can order whatever you want. You can order like chicken and mandu or whatever, and then they will cook that. And while they're cooking that, you get to pick sides, and there are like sides in front of you, and it can range from japchae to bean sprouts to broccoli to tofu to kimchi to a whole bunch of like different like sides that you get to pick. You usually pick four sides, and it will come with the meal with the rice and whatever you order, like fish jeon or meat jeon or whatever you ordered. And there are a lot of those kind of places around the island, and they all have like different sides, and they're all made differently, which makes it kind of fun because you can like try different places, and you can like figure out which places you like and which places you don't like and stuff like that. And there's a lot of Well, a lot of these are my favorites, and like personally my favorites. And I like them because being born and raised in Hawaii, I would go to these places a lot. And I would go to these places a lot. So I like grew up eating a lot of these foods, like eating like Japanese curry and eating like Japanese curry and eating these like eating like things like dim sum and stuff like that. And depending on where you go, it's actually pretty affordable. Like, it might sound like it's expensive, but it's really not that expensive. Like, depending on where you go, because the places I like and the places I'm listing aren't very fancy. So, I think they're pretty affordable. And growing up eating food like this is because my family, and I'm half Japanese and half Chinese, so a lot of my favorite foods are like Chinese foods or Japanese foods, but I also really like local food. And but there are places to eat like for like fancy like for like if you want like something like more fancy like occasions, there are places to eat. There are places like 3660 is like a nice, it's a very like nice, like fancy restaurant. And the food they have there varies because a lot of the restaurants on the island are fusion food, so they can have a whole bunch of different types of food. And it's interesting because, like, fusion, like, since a lot of the local food in Hawaii is fusion, they have created, like, chefs and, like, fancier restaurants are now creating, like, more, like, they're putting their own twist on, like, local favorites. Like, how Kalua Pig and Cabbage, they can, like, make, like, Kalua Pig sliders, and they're now serving those in, like, fancier restaurants and fancier bars. And how they're making, like, they make, like, Spam Musubi is a very classic, like, Hawaiian food, and they're now making those into, they're now making, like, fancier Spam Musubis with, like different types of like meats, and they're now like putting like special sauces in them, and they're serving like those at like fancy restaurants. And as far as Hawaiian food goes, it's kind of, as far as Hawaiian, like, traditional Hawaiian food, it's basically, like, now you can eat it at any time because there are restaurants that have, like, traditional Hawaiian foods, like, handmade, cooking it in an imu, like, traditional Hawaiian foods. But first, but you can also have them for like, special occasions. Like, there are, like baby's first luau, which is like a baby's like first birthday party, and they have like catering if you want to have like traditional Hawaiian food and stuff. And it's really, traditional Hawaiian food's a lot of fun to actually make, because I remember in third grade we had third grade luau, and we would actually make lau lau, and we would make fresh haupia, and we would actually like pound poi. And because we had a garden, and it had the taro, so we would like have the Hawaiian digging stick, and we would have to like dig up the taro traditionally like they did in the old Hawaiian days, and we would get that, and we would have to like cut off the leaves and like skin the taro with a shell, and then we would have to like pound it, which made pa'i'ai, which is the paste consistency of taro before like they boil it and make it into poi. It's called pa'i'ai, which is basically just mashed taro and water. And we made that, and we also had coconut, and we would have to like husk the coconut like they did in the Hawaiian days, and we would have to like cut it open and you would cut it open and there would be the coconut water in it, and that would like, you would have to like drink that as you like cut it open. It's really messy because it would get all over you. So everyone was like covered in coconut water, but it was also a lot of fun. And after we would cut it, we would dig out the inside of the coconut. So we would sit on this board, I guess, that was on a chair, and it had it was like jagged and sharp, and you would put half the coconut on there, and like, that's how you would scrape the inside of the coconut out. Like, yeah, because you would have to scrape the inside of the coconut out, and then after you would have all the coconut shavings, you would like put that in a cheesecloth, and you would squeeze it, and you would squeeze out the, because that's how you get coconut milk, is the flesh of the inside of the coconut, and you squeeze that, and that makes coconut milk. And we would use that when we made the haupia. We would use the fresh coconut milk, and it was a really interesting experience. It's like making all of this, like making the pa'i'ai and making the haupia like from scratch. And then we also had to make the lau lau, which is getting we had to like get the taro leaves and wash the taro leaves, and we had to get that, and we had to put that in the tea leaves with the meat, and we had to wrap it up. And it's really cool, like interesting experience, because it's like what the native Hawaiian did back in that day, and it's really kind of cool. So okay. So right now I'm gonna take a short break, but remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu.
Thousands of dogs and cats in shelters that need your help. Animals are in puppy mills.
Hello, and if you're just joining us, this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu. And as a recap, I just talked about some of my favorite places to eat in Hawaii, some of the best local restaurants, and some of like the traditional Hawaiian food. that you can find in Hawaii, and along with some other places that I enjoy eating at. Now I'm going to talk about home-cooked food. Since home-cooked food is a really huge thing, and it's home-cooked food is always better. And everyone has different home-cooked food when they go home. Like, their family will make different food. But for me, it varies. I have these memories of my dad cooking because my mom cannot cook to save her life. So I have these memories of my dad cooking, and I remember on special occasions, like my birthday, my dad would get up a little bit earlier than usual, and he would make me Portuguese sausage, eggs, and rice, which is one of my favorite, like, things to eat for breakfast. But some of my favorite, like, home-cooked food, like, local home-cooked food, is fried rice. And my popo, which is my grandmother, which means grandmother in Chinese, she makes the best fried rice. And it's, fried rice is one of those foods that you can make for breakfast. You can, like, eat it and make, you can make it and eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And because it's basically kind of like a clean out the fridge kind of thing you make. Because fried rice is just basically you get any kind of, like, leftover meat, and you get any kind of leftover meat and you cook that in a pan, and you can put, like, vegetables in it too. You can put, like, any kind of vegetables in it, and you just, like, season that, and you throw rice in there, and you will throw in, like, a little shoyu or something, and you would just fry that in a pan and mix it all together, and that's basically fried rice. I don't know what my popo does to it, but it's so good. Every time she makes it, it's so good. And it's a local food, so you can also find it at restaurants, but it's always better. It's always better when it's homemade. Food is just better in general when it's homemade. And another popular, like, home-cooked meal is beef stew and rice. Beef stew is, like, it's, you can find it at restaurants. Like, yes, you can find it at restaurants, but it's always a good thing when it's homemade, because it's, depending on how it's made, like, every family makes it differently, every restaurant makes it differently, no matter where you go, it's made differently. But, like, the thing about, like, home cooking is you can make it how you like it, so you can put, like, extra vegetables in it and whatnot. But when I would eat beef stew, I'd watch, like, my grandma make it, or I'd watch, like, one of my family members make it, and they would always put, like, certain things in first. Like, they would put in, like, potatoes first because they didn't really like potatoes and they wanted it to be thicker, or they would put in, like, the onions first, or, like, the meat first or something. And the way that, like, it's made really matters with, like, home-cooked food, and with, like, the way that I remember eating, like, homemade, like, beef stew, because they would always, the way that, like, people in my family would make it was, there would always be, like, clumps of ginger in it. And it was really confusing because the ginger would look like the potato, so it was hard to tell which one was which. And sometimes you get a chunk of ginger and sometimes you get a chunk of potato, and it was hard to tell. And you don't want to eat a raw piece of ginger. It just, like, it's there for the flavor. It's not really there to eat. So that would always be a little confusing. And another good home-cooked meal that a lot of people make, like, in Hawaii is shoyu chicken. Shoyu chicken. Okay. Shoyu chicken is, chicken that's cooked in a pot. It's like, it's boiled chicken. It's boiled chicken in chicken broth and shoyu and water. Well, not a little bit of chicken broth, but mainly shoyu and water. And that's very important because I remember one time my mom tried to make shoyu chicken and she forgot the water. So it was just straight up shoyu in a pot with chicken and seasonings. And it was so strong. It was the strongest shoyu chicken in the world. And it's like you eat it and it's just so strong and you could like choke and die. It was really, really strong. So if you make shoyu chicken, you just have to remember to dilute the shoyu and add water so it doesn't become very, very strong until like the point that it's unedible. So yeah, which is why we don't let my mom cook, really, because it's really hard to mess up something like shoyu chicken because it's so easy. It's just chicken and shoyu and like a little bit of chicken broth and water, and you just kind of like boil that with some seasonings. But somehow my mom managed to mess that up, and it's just very, very special. But yeah, shoyu chicken with like a little bit of the broth with the rice, it's just so, so good. Like, cause I remember eating like that. Like, it's another thing that you can like eat at restaurants and stuff. But another thing that's like, if you were like baking wise, like baking, homemade treats is a universal thing, but a thing in Hawaii, like, that people, like to bake and, like, to bring to, like, family events or, like, bring to school for bake sales is butter mochi, and that is one of the best homemade things to bake. For bake sales at school, like, someone's mom or someone would always make butter mochi, and they would bring that to, like, the bake sales at school. And that would always be one of the first things to go, because butter mochi is so good. And you can, like, butter mochi, you can, like, always, like, flavor it with something else. You can always, like, flavor it with, like, lily koi butter, or you could flavor it with, like, guava jelly or something like that. But just, like, plain butter mochi is good, too. And butter mochi is rice flour with sugar and like it's rice flour with sugar and like vanilla extract and like cinnamon and melted butter, and you just kind of like bake that in a pan, kind of like how you'd bake brownies. But it's so good. It's like when it's like buttery and moist, and it's okay, yeah, it's like a brownie, except not. It's, it has a different consistency. It has the consistency of mochi because it's made out of rice flour. And it's, like, buttery. It tastes really good. It's really hard to describe, but it tastes really, really good. And there's also banana bread, but in Hawaii it's usually made with apple bananas, because apple bananas is a hybrid fruit that I'm pretty sure is only in Hawaii. I'm not too sure. I'm pretty sure it's only in Hawaii, but it's a hybrid fruit with it's a banana. It looks like a banana, but it's kind of smaller and it kind of tastes like apples. Apple banana, self-explanatory kind of, but yeah. But that with banana bread, like apple banana bread, is really, really good. Like when it's warm and it's like right out of the oven, and you just like eat that. It's so good. And you eat that with ice cream. There's this place, Kahuku Farms. They make banana bread and they serve it with like ice cream and they like fry it. They like fry the banana bread so it's warm and they serve that with like ice cream and it is so good because the banana bread is handmade and the ice cream is handmade and you just like eat that. It's so, so good when you have warm banana bread and you eat that with ice cream. It is so, so good. And other homemade things is a spam musubi. Like you can buy spam musubis at like your local grocery store, at your local like 7-Eleven, but homemade spam musubis are always a really fun thing because you can make a homemade spam musubi and you can make it however you want. Like there are like over 20 different types of spam. And you could, like, get any kind of flavor, from, like, regular spam to, like, teriyaki spam to, like, Portuguese sausage spam to, like, any kind of spam. And you can make it into a spam musubi. And which is, in case you don't know what a spam musubi is, it's nori, which is seaweed, and then rice, and then a piece of spam, and then you just kind of like wrap that up and it's like a giant sushi. Yeah, I guess that's the best way I can explain it. It's like a giant sushi. But you can like, there are like many different ways you can make a spam musubi. Like my sister would make a spam musubi and she'd, like, sometimes she would make it into, like, shapes of little hearts, just, like, to be cute. She would make a spam musubi, and, like, because she had a musubi mold that it was in the shape of a heart, and she would make spam musubis into, like, shape of little hearts just to be cute. And there are also like different sauces you can cook with a spam musubi. You can make a shoyu sugar like sauce, and you can boil the spam in like the mixture of shoyu sugar, and you boil it like that, and you put that in the, you like use that for a sauce and to like cook the spam in, and that's really good. And guava jelly glaze spam is another one of my favorites, which sounds really weird to people who haven't tried it, but it's like if you have a honey glazed ham, it's essentially the same thing except you're glazing the spam with guava jelly. So you get like the sweet and savory, salty kind of taste to the spam, and that's really good. And there's also so many different types of foods that you can make at home. And it's like making food at home is very unique in Hawaii because everyone at home has a rice cooker. And because everyone like makes rice, you buy rice at the grocery store, like, in a bag, and you, like, get the rice, and you wash it, and you wash the rice, and you put water in it, and you cook it in a rice cooker. And that's a thing that a lot of people do in Hawaii. And it's fun because, like, people have found ways to make other things in a rice cooker, not just rice. Like, you can, like, make pasta in a rice cooker, and you can, like, make, like, Rice Krispie treats in a rice cooker, and you can fry Spam in a rice cooker, and you can make a lot of different things in a rice cooker, which is kind of fun. Like, just things to do for fun. But homemade food is, like, in Hawaii is always really, really good, because I really liked homemade food, and my sister cooks really good homemade food, and so does, like, everyone in my family cooks really good homemade food, except for my mom, because my mom can't really cook, but homemade food is the best. And I'm gonna take another short break, but remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Sour Hour at radio.dominican.edu. From Africa, brought to America, said he was fighting on arrival, fighting for survival, said he was a buffalo soldier in the war for America, said he, why yo yo, why yo yo yo, why yo 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 yo, why yo yo, why yo yo, why yo 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 yo, buffalo soldier tried into the land, said he gonna run and make him want a hand. This is the 808 with TJ Ho'olohe for your island style hour at radio.dominican.edu. So, just to recap what I talked about earlier, I talked about some of the best local restaurants in my opinion, like places to eat and home-cooked local food. And now for the last 15 minutes of my show, I'm gonna talk about one of the iconic favorite things to eat in Hawaii, and that's a plate lunch. There are plate lunch places all over the island. And The staple of a good plate lunch is two scoops of rice and mac salad. No matter where you get a plate lunch, it always comes with two scoops of rice and mac salad. One of the most popular plate lunch places is Rainbow's Drive-In in Waikiki. It's popular among tourists and locals. And what makes that place so unique is the key phrase, gravy all over. Because they're well known for their gravy. They're really well known for their gravy. Rainbow's Drive-In. And if you ask them for gravy all over, no matter what kind of plate lunch you get, they will pour gravy all over it. But even, like, with their plate... Even, like, their plate lunches that come with gravy are really good. Like, they're very popular for their locomoco. And just in case you don't want to... You do not know what a locomoco is. A locomoco is a Hawaii... local dish, and it's rice with a hamburger patty, gravy poured on that, and an egg on top, which is usually an over easy egg. And it's really satisfying when you pop the yolk of that, when you pop like the egg yolk. You just wash that drip down and it gets mixed in with the gravy and the rice, and it's just, it's so good. And Rainbow's is one of the best places on the island to get a really good locomoco. But Rainbow's also has other things, like they have really good chili plates, and they have really good, like, burgers and sandwiches and stuff. But you mainly go there. If you go to Rainbow's Drive-In, you mainly go there to get a plate lunch and a slush float. And plate lunches are one of the, like, ideal things to eat in Hawaii, because it's, like, it's there, it's ready to go. You can just, like, take it and eat it. Because, like, it's there on a plate and you can just take it and eat it. And it's really affordable. Plate lunches aren't very expensive. Like, plate lunches don't usually go over, like, depending on where you go, plate lunches don't usually go over $20. Like, it's, like, plate lunches can range from, like, $8, $9, $10 to, like, $17, just depending on what you get, but they don't usually go over $20, which I think is pretty good if you, like, go out to, like, eat, like, really casual, like, with your friends or something. I think that's pretty good. So, there's, like, Rainbow's is one of the most popular places. It's one of the most popular places for locals and tourists because it's right there in Waikiki and it's easy to walk to and super close to the beach. But there are, like, other plate lunch places that aren't as well known. Another one of my personal favorites is St. Louis Drive-In. And that's not as big as commercialized as Rainbow's, but it's also really good. And they are popular to have... And they're... They are more well known for their seafood. St. Louis Drive-In has, like, their mahi sandwich and their seafood plates, and they're more well known for, like, having, like, seafood, but they also have really good hamburger steak. which is a hamburger patty with rice and grilled onions and gravy, and it's really, really good. And another good plate lunch place is, if you go out to the North Shore, Ted's Bakery is also a really good plate lunch place. And they also have really good pie. Ted's Bakery has really good, like, chocolate halpia pie and macadamia nut cream pie. They're mainly well known for pie, but they also have really good plate lunches. Like, they're mostly well known for their shoyu chicken plate and their moko moko plate and their garlic shrimp plate. And there, it's also like, plate lunches are also like really good for like going to the beach, like just like to like chill and hang out at the beach, and you can just sit on the beach and eat that with a can of juice, and it's one of my favorite things to do. I'll get a plate lunch, or I'll get a bento, and I'll have a can of juice and just like sit on the beach and relax and eat and drink my food. And it's one of my favorite things to do when I go home. And there's also a lot of, like, plate lunch is kind of, like, a very, like, relaxed, like, chill, like, beach food. And there are other foods similar to that. Like, bentos are a really big thing in Hawaii. You can just, it's a grab-and-go kind of thing, kind of like a plate lunch, except bentos are Japanese, and it will have rice and, like, certain types of, like, different meats. Like, bentos and plate lunches are similar, but plate lunch is more of a local thing, and bentos tend to be more Asian, so they tend to have, like, more Asian foods. Like, bentos can have, like, Japanese food or Korean food, or, like, foods that aren't as local, like a loco moco or hamburger steak or mahi. And there's also poke bowls. Poke bowls are really big in Hawaii because Hawaii's an island, and it's surrounded by the Pacific Ocean, and fish, fresh fish. You can, like, the places that serve fresh poke, they, like, go and, like, sometimes, like, the people will go out and catch the fish, or they'll, like, go to, like, the fish markets, like, the big fish, they'll go to, like, the fish auctions and, like, get fresh fish, and they'll, like, scale it and cut it and, like, cut it up and, like, mix it with, like, their own, like, seasonings and stuff and serve it. And Paina Cafe has a really good poke crunch bowl. Like, it's really, really good. And that's one of the best, it's one of my favorite places to get a poke bowl. And along with food coming in bowls, there's also acai bowls. And acai bowls in Hawaii, I find very unique because they're different than acai bowls that you can find on the mainland. Because in Hawaii, they have acai bowls, and it's usually with local fruit. And so it's like local coconuts. And then it's like at some places you can get it served in like a papaya. And it's always like a fresh local papaya. And it's like soft served acai. And you have that with like honey and like frozen fruits, or you can get an acai bowl and it's served in like a pineapple, which I find very cool and very unique about acai bowls that you can find in Hawaii, because they usually use fresh local fruit and it's organic, and I think it's makes Hawaii very unique. And that's about all the time I have. So coming up after this is DJ Jazz, but my time is about up, so remember, this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your island style, for your island style hour, and I'll be back next week from 6 to 7 p.m. So thank you for listening, and good night.